original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Studio City, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you question your career reality. This show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice, resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website, latalkradio.com, click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1, scroll down, look for the graphic of our show, Question Reality, and click the link. This will take you directly to our archive page where you can view the list of our past guests. Our shows are also available on download for iTunes under the podcast section, and you just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box. And if you want to find out about our future guests, you can visit the official Question Reality website directly at questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us. And we have a fantastic guest for you today. We were going to have her last week, but something happened and the stars weren't aligned and we just couldn't get her last week. But we are having her today, and her name is Eileen Carey. And I want you to go to her website and check it out while I do my wonderful world of advertisements. But her website is EileenCarey.com, EileenCarey.com, Eileen Carey. And she is an award-winning country music singer, songwriter, and we are going to talk to her in a couple minutes. We're going to learn all about her, and we're also going to find out how one can break into the country music business. We're going to hear about her trials and tribulations. We're going to hear all the stuff that you wanted to know in case you want to become a successful country music singer. But first, let's talk about some exciting events that are coming up. We have the Adobe Max Conference. That's on it started actually yesterday, October the 23rd, and it goes to October the 27th. And at this conference, you can connect with thousands of designers and developers and business leaders that are shaping the future of digital media. And, you know, things are coming in by leaps and bounds. We're so overwhelmed by technology. So if you really want to find out a little bit more about it and dip your toe into what's going on, then you want to go to this conference, because you can discover all the full potential of your content and your applications on your phone that you may not have known about, or on any your computer. It has all, you can explore all the new methods for also monetizing content, and you can learn innovative technologies that enable the designers and the developers to work together more effectively. So this is also for the people that are in the business as well. So it's at the Los Angeles Convention Center, and that's at 1201 South Figueroa Street and Nokia Theater, and that is, as you know, on Chickern Court. And it is a little pricey, but it's worth it. It's $1,495. So if you want to learn more, go to the website max.adobe.com. Well worth the price. Next, we've got the DEG BlueCon Conference, DEG BlueCon Conference, on November the 2nd. And this is presented by the Digital Entertainment Group. And the keynote speaker is Avatar director James Cameron. Woo! And the producer John Landau. They are going to be discussing 3D. And the BDA, which is the Blu-ray Disc Association, will also present a 3D Blu-ray Pavilion, which is going to feature the latest home entertainment 3D technologies from from Panasonic, Samsung, Sony, Technicolor, and Intel. Because you know, in the future, I don't know if you've heard, but right now, you are, I think they're actually out. I hope I'm not wrong, but I think they have TVs now that are just coming on the market where you don't even need the glasses. Long gone are those wonderful little 3D glasses, which I think is a shame because they're such a novelty. But now TVs are going to be built in with 3D. So if that's something that interests you, my God, go. It's at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, Los Angeles, $395. It's Blue, BLU-con.com. Blue-BLU-con.com. That's kind of hard to say. Very, 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 very exciting stuff coming up. My God. Also exciting is that we are going to have a radio that's going to be in the cars. It's exciting for me. Radio in the cars that you're actually going to be able to listen to internet radio. It's going to be coming out. Hopefully it comes out soon because we want everyone to have internet radio because we're just tired of terrestrial radio. Now, we are going to talk to our guest. Let me just tell you a little bit about her. This week, our guest is Eileen Carey. She's an award-winning country music singer, songwriter, and recently, Eileen Carey won Dance Single of the Year entitled Out with the Girls. And this was from the LA Music Awards. If you want to check that out, go to myspace.com/LA Music Awards. Now, after honing her live performance skills, because, you know, you just don't get to win a dance single of the year, just go out and win it. You have to work very hard for it. So she had to do a lot of live performances at clubs and regional music festivals. But then she started recording and releasing her music, including her most recent album, which is called Moving On, which has won Americana Album of the Year at the 2009 Los Angeles Music Awards and Song of the Year at the 2009 South Bay Music Awards for the single That Was Her, This Is Now. I love that title. Is that not a country music title? I'm telling you now, that was good. That actually could be a good name for a movie. The dance remix of her latest single release, Out With The Girls, is currently being promoted in 150 country music dance clubs in the United States, and it has been nominated for Dance Song of the Year at the 20th Annual, again, Los Angeles Music Awards, which is Thursday, November the 18th, 2010. Yes, this year, coming up, and that's going to be at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood, California. So, my God, Eileen Carey, we are going to get you on right now because we want to hear about all this excitement and action. Are you here with us to tell us about your thrilling, exciting life?
Yes, I am. And you made it sound so thrilling. Thank you. It sounds so great. Thank you for being a
You know, my husband tells me, he says, yeah, I want all news stories to come from you. Because when you watch it on the news, it's so boring. But when you can tell the same thing, it sounds so much more exciting.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I get a little bit more excited about it, I guess, than they do. They have to be a little bit dull to remain unbiased, right? Now, Eileen, you have been around the block many, many times in the country music business, but I want to go back to the beginning. The question that I usually ask everyone is, what did little Eileen Carey want to do or want to be when you were a child? What did you want to be, a nurse, a doctor, a lawyer? What did you want to be? What were the first visions in your head?
Wow. You're taking me a little ways back. I always loved to sing, so I always wanted to be some type of part of the entertainment, if it was acting or singing or dancing or something like that. And then I just, instead of doing that, I kind of went to hotel management and did that for a while. And then I turned around and got back into the music business. But somewhere always back there in my mind, it was always something to do with entertainment, because it's just so exciting, you know.
Being so,
a star, you know,
of course, who doesn't want to be a star? You're a little kid watching TV. I want to do that. I want to wear that. I want to have makeup and hair and clothes. So when you finally, okay, so you thought, all right, I want to be in the entertainment business. What steps did you take to make that happen? Let's talk about when you decided, you know what, I want to do it. I'm going to dedicate all of my time and energy into being a country music singer, a successful country music singer. What steps did you have to take?
I think in the beginning, before I even got into the music, I really did the theater. You know, I've always did theater and sang and dance and things like that. And then I went into the acting and then really worked into the film industry. But something turned me around. There was always this love about music, and I got together with a producer and a writer, and we sat down and we just started to write songs. And then I said, wow, I can really do this. And the more I started to write songs, and the more I started to practice the vocals and just started to really get back into the music, it's probably been like about 15 years now in the music business, and still love every second of it. And, you know, of course, you know, we've been doing a lot of live shows and festivals and clubs, and I got involved with radio and going back and forth to Nashville. And it's just, I don't know, every minute of it is just really exciting. You know, I don't kind of have no regrets of anything that I've done so far.
Well, we're already at the end of your life. Okay, that'll do the job. We're already at the end of the show. No regrets when you add the end part where you do the Frank Sinatra line, it's time for the end of the show. Now, we need details, Eileen Carey. You're going to have to give us some details here. We need details. Now, what steps did you take to make it happen? So you said, okay, I want to be a country music singer. You obviously, did you take singing lessons? Did you, you know, did you just start singing and found out you could sing in tune? What did you do?
I did take vocal lessons. I took vocal lessons for a long time, and then took writing classes, you know, to write songs. And I started working with some producers, and we put a demo together. And then, you know, I sent it out to college radio and just to see how the public started to like it, you know, if they liked it, if they didn't like it. And I started to build around that. And the more I got better response, the more I started building more on my writing skills and vocal skills. And then I started to get brave enough to go out there and perform acoustically. And then from acoustically, I decided to put a band together. And that has never stopped since. We've been out performing, like I said, in festivals and bands and things and acoustic acts. And then also, I did a lot of promoting in radio, where I would take one of my singles off the CDs and promote it into radio to see how, you know, the public reacted. First, like I said, we started in college, and then I went to medium radio. And that was just on adult contemporary. And then I had a country promoter for radio pick up one of my songs. It was a while ago called That Town. And he took it onto the radio, and it just had a really big impact, because I never really thought of myself as a country artist. And when it started to have a big impact, that's when I took my trip to Nashville and started to play around clubs in there, and just to see how the people would respond to that type of music, because it wasn't really truly country music. It was country pop. And then it just kind of goes from there, you know, from radio to just performing live and traveling all over the road to different states. And, man, I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Well,
and writing and
everything, I mean, right. Now, let's take us back to when you first got involved in music. What type of support system did you have? Were you still in the home with your parents and they said, okay, go for it? Were you, you know, married? What kind of support did you get from your friends and family members? And I'm talking not only emotional support, but also did they support you financially? You know, how did that happen? Because a lot of musicians don't really have anyone. So tell us how that happened. What kind of support you had?
Well, I was pretty fortunate. I mean, I did have my parents behind me and sister. They supported me in any of field that I wanted to go into. But I am married and I have two children, and they all supported me. And thank God that somebody was working.
husband, you know. I know, and your husband's like, yeah, go ahead and sing. I'll take care of everything. Ah, you lucky little thing, you.
Yeah, I've been very surprised. He's very surprised. If I had to do it on my own, well, we would, I don't know, I might have been starving a little bit. Thank God I had, you know, I had him behind me 100%.
Yeah, and everybody has a different story. So, we usually have starving musicians on here. So it's good to hear that one person, you know, had some sort of support, not only emotionally, but financially, because that takes a lot of pressure off. So you definitely were very lucky. So let me ask you, what do you feel how one would break into the country music business when you live in Los Angeles? I mean, it's easier to do if you're in Nashville or close to Nashville or close to the states that are country music heavy, should I say? But how do you break into the country music business when you live in Los Angeles? What do you do? I mean, what would you possibly do?
It's not easy, but there's always ways you can get around things. The first thing, if you can't afford it, take a trip to Nashville, you know, and check it out and see the different scenes and different types of country music that they have going, because there's all sorts of country music. It's traditional, and there's country pop, and it goes from all over the place. But out here, if you live out here and you can't make the trip, then I suggest to go to singer-songwriter showcases, acoustic acts, or go to the country dance halls, which you have like Cowboy Palace or Cowboy Country or In Cahoots, and check it out. And check out, see, watch them do the line dances and what type of music beats are they dancing to, and what's the band on stage doing, and what's the crowd, you know. I really do a lot of research in the clubs to check it out first, you know, and then, you know, network with singer-songwriters that write country music and, you know, that perform country music, and just go anywhere you can in L.A. who's playing country music, who's dancing to country music, listen to country music on the radio. I mean, I would just do a lot of research and see if you really want to go that way. I mean, that's the way I would do it. That's the way I did it out here, you know.
Right, in L.A., right. I mean, because I don't even think there are any country music labels in L.A., right? Am I right? Is there any?
No, you're right.
No,
there's
right.
Capitol Records, but that's about it, I think.
And then you've got to be pretty big to even have them take a look at you. It's just amazing. Now, I noticed that back in the day when I first moved here, I went to a club called Denim and Diamonds. Is that still around, that country music place, Denim and Diamonds? Do you remember that?
No, I never heard of it.
Okay. Well, it was at the time in 1992, it was there were about five of them here, and they were the biggest country music dance club. So it was my first time ever at a country music club. And actually, it was kind of fun. I'm not a country music person, but I am open. So I did go, and it was kind of fun doing the line dancing. But the cowboy hats were annoying. I couldn't get over the cowboy hats. I just don't trust a man in a cowboy hat. And boots. No cowboy hat boots. They're too macho. They're big time lovers, and don't come looking at me. All right. So I noticed that there are a lot of crossover country music pop singers. And some of the diehard, from what I hear, I don't know if this is still happening, but what I heard years ago was that some of the diehard country music entertainers and the fans get upset when a country music artist starts doing pop music. And I wanted to ask you, why is that? Why do you think that is?
They want to stick with the tradition, but they do get very upset. Like, you know, there's like like Faith Hill when she first started to cross over, you know, they just felt that she was just, it wasn't a true traditional country performer, you know. Everybody kind of stays together. It's like a family, and they just don't like you to break away from that.
But the ones that do are the ones that seem to be the more successful country music stars. So why do you think they would get upset about that if they have more access to the music, they have more access to the entertainer, whereas if you stay diehard country, you're more obscure, and as a fan, you wouldn't really hear too much about the person as opposed to someone who went global?
I think, in my opinion, they want to stand alone in their own music arena versus then to cross over. They want to be just country music. They have the country awards. They have the country radios. They have the country club. You know, it's all country, country, country. Very seldom do they cross over and go into any other music award show. They just started to do that really in the last probably 15 years. They started to cross over into that. But, you know, Keith Urban is getting Grammys, you know what I mean? But that's a little different because they have a variety of music.
Right.
When you had the other, what's American Music Awards, you know, they didn't have that. They didn't have country music. They kind of wanted just to stay on their own. And I think it's just because it's a tradition. And
So if you wanted to do country music, say you're starting out and you say, oh, well, I really want to do country music because I want to gain fans. This seems like it would be a dilemma. So I want to be a country music singer. So I want to gain fans, and I know that I'm going to get fans I'm going to just put air quotes on that, real country music. So I'm going to get fans, but I know that if I want to become a superstar, I'm going to have to do a crossover. Should the person just automatically start singing country pop to begin with, so they don't have to go through that whole situation?
Yeah, you know what? It probably 25 years ago, you would have to stay more traditional. Nowadays, you can mix country with anything. It's country pop, country hip hop. You can do country rock, country, because it's a little more flexible. I would start with country pop. I wouldn't go to traditional. If that's not who you are, then I wouldn't go that direction.
Yeah, so again, we come back to the branding. Know what your brand is. I say that practically every week because so many people, they want to do everything. They want to sing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and they never quite find their voice, quote unquote, because they just try to do too much. So again, you got to know your brand. So now let me ask you, for a young person who is considering a career in the country music business, what advice would you give them as to where they can go to get properly educated about the business side of things as well? Because it's not just about the singing and the songwriting. I always try to stress that the business is probably, in my mind, a little bit more important you need to focus on. What advice would you give them? Where does one go to get educated about the country music business and how you need to handle your business to be on the right path to success?
That's a good question. Still working on it. No, I'm only kidding. You got to really definitely learn the business end of any type of music. It doesn't matter if it's country or rock or whatever. All the business end is pretty much the same. It's how you promote the music is a different thing. You wouldn't, if you're singing country music, you wouldn't promote your music in the hip hop section, you know. You go do a lot of research on the internet. You get a lot of country music magazines. You go to seminars. They have the CRS, the Country Radio Seminar. It's like the February, March in Nashville. You watch country music shows, you know. They have all the award shows. You check it out. You try it. You get all the look at the credits at on the end of the show. You know, they'll have places where you can do a lot of research. I mean, there's just so much you can do. Internet is the first place to go. You just put in country music and everything kind of just pops up, from business to stars to how they, what they wear and red carpets. And so, I mean, that's...
And I imagine there are books, some sort of books. There's got to be some books out there that you can read, right? Are there people like mentors that you can go to? Do they have, you know, how do you learn what is the best way to handle your business? Like how to say, for example, you can't afford to hire a talent manager. I mean, well, you don't have access to a talent manager, or no one approaches you, and you have to learn it on your own. How do you figure out which is the best route for you to go? Because there are so many things involved. For example, do you still send your demo into record labels? Now, a person just starting out will say, well, I wonder if you still do that, or what do you do? Are there any record labels I can send to, or should I go out and start singing in clubs? You know, where do you go to learn the fastest route to success? And that would come business-wise.
Mm-hmm. There's not too many record labels anymore.
I know.
To be going out, especially in Nashville, there's probably maybe, if you're lucky, there's a handful.
Yeah.
You would really start promoting the best place to promote your music before you even hit the clubs is the internet. Internet is the thing, you know. You build yourself a My Page, a MySpace page, or a Facebook or whatever. All those, there's like so many different.
So the social media sites like Facebook, MySpace,
right.
YouTube.
Yeah, Twitter, whatever, you know, all the music sites, put a, you know, mm-hmm. if you're going to do a demo, put your song up there, see the reactions you get, you know,
right.
And that kind of, that's, you know, there is all kinds of organizations for singer-songwriters that for country music, you know, you look up organizations for country mm-hmm. music, you look up for,
Go, do they have places like you can go, like, for example, a lot of clubs out here, they have blues night and jazz night where you can go on a Monday night and kind of get up there and perform. Do they have those kind of clubs in the country music clubs where you can go up and do a performance? You know how they have those, what are they called? You know how they, any artist is welcome. Is it open mic, sort of like
open mic
night?
Yeah.
Do they have that in the country music clubs?
Oh yeah, they do. They have that like all over Nashville. I mean, they have the singer songwriters circle of singer songwriters. You know, there's like five of them on stage, and they kind of just do each song. They have like tons of showcases like that over in Nashville.
What about here in LA?
They do have it in LA, and you would have to look for the singer songwriter acoustic shows that they have, and you can put all types of music in there. I mean, you're going to be mixed.
Yeah,
you're not going to be. Go ahead.
Yeah, and today, I mean, am I right? With all the equipment, you could just set up your own webcam and get sit on a chair, and if you just do a guitar, if you know how, I would imagine in country music most people know how to play a guitar, but you could just play a guitar and sing and put it on YouTube. I mean, that seems to be the way to go viral these days. Yeah, I mean, that seems to me to be the best way for a musical artist to go viral and get noticed by the right people. What do you think?
Definitely, because you know how many thousands of millions of people are on searching for country music or searching for an artist or searching for anything. That YouTube is the best thing to be on a performance, definitely.
What do you feel are the essential elements that you need to make a great country record, whether it's country, you do country pop predominantly, or?
Yes. Country pop.
Country rock, country. Okay, so what are the essential elements that you feel that you need to make a good country rock, country pop album?
The song, I mean, even though each song is it's how you write the song. You know, if you're writing a country song, it's more about the story of it's really about the lyrics more than it is about the melody. But the melody is still important, but it's a story. You have to tell a story. And then you have to.
And country music is all about the stories.
That's right. That's it.
Oh, my dog died. My husband left me, but I chopped off his finger before he did. Hallelujah. I love to listen to the lyrics, though. So, yeah, go ahead. So it's got to have a good story. story. Unlike, you can go to a club, a dance club, more of electronica music, and it'll just be the same words. You know, it's that hook, but it'll be played like over and over and over and over and over. So with country music, they want a story, right?
That's right, yes. And you can't get away with it. You got to have the story.
The story is most important, and you better be ready to bring a damn tear to the eye. If you cannot write a song that brings a tear to the eye, then you're not going to make it in country music, am I right?
You're close to it, yes.
Or you got to make them feel like they want to go out and smash a windshield with a baseball bat, right?
That's right, like Carrie Underwood did.
I love that Carrie Underwood song. Was it Carrie Underwood?
Yeah,
that was a good one. So you got to incite some emotions. You got to be able to write to incite emotions when you write country, am I right?
That's right. You have to visualize it.
you have to visualize it. But I would think that now a lot of actors, especially method actors, they really feel that they got to live through it, that you need to live through it in order to be able to bring it. Do you feel that that's necessary to write these hard luck down and out stories that these country artists sing about, write about?
No, I don't. I'm kind of more of the in between. I'm more of the balanced artist, where I'm not too sad and I'm not too like happy.
Yeah.
But there is writers that write like that, and you know that's just the way they write. I can't do that. I don't think I have to be in so much pain to tell you that I've had relationship that went bad, but I'm going to be okay. But, you know,
right.
I don't have to go that far, you know.
I know, because I was thinking, my God, Eileen Carey's a pretty normal person. I can't imagine that she's pulled any hair out or gotten any skin under her fingernails in a long time, but you never know. But I would think that you could watch a movie and be inspired to write a country song. I would imagine that's, you know, pretty much anybody. So to answer that question, you don't have to live a hard, tough life to write a country song, right?
No, you don't have to.
Yes, you
but
can.
I'm sure,
call
I'm
imagination.
Sure, I'm sure somebody's going to correct me on that, but
yeah, there are people who write. I mean, what about horror writers? They certainly don't see demons and ghosts and all these other things, and they're able to write about it. So why not be able to write a good country music song, right?
You've never experienced it. Have a good imagination. That's all.
That's what I think. So let me ask you, what does it take to, what do you feel now these days? Oh my God, so many people spend so much money on making their demo. Some people feel they've got to spend $5,000 to get a good demo, and then there are no guarantees. I mean, you can spend all this money, have 1,000, 2,000 CDs, and I know one person that ended up having them as a door stopper in her house because she couldn't get rid of them. What do you feel it takes? How good does the song have to be before you send it out or get it done? Or how good does the demo have to be? Do you have to necessarily spend $5,000, or can you do it for less? And how do you gauge what it should be before you can go out and try to market your stuff?
Well, in country music, in my opinion, and generally, that first of all, you have to have a good song. And if you can sit down with your guitar or piano or any instrument that you play and play that song, that's the most, and make it sound good. You don't need all the other stuff to go along with it. You can just do a demo with acoustic and a few instruments in the background. You know, it's about the song. You know, country music is about the song, the lyrics, the melody, how you present it. And if you can play the acoustic guitar and sing it, then it's fine that way. Or if you want to go in a little further, I wouldn't go spend thousands of dollars. I would spend, you know, maybe $500. There's people out there that do, actually, I know people that do demos for $500, and it sounds fabulous. You know, it sounds better than spending $5,000. So, you know, you have to do a lot of research, you know.
Exactly. Try to get it on the cheap, honey, because a song is a song. If it's a good story and it's a good you're a good vocalist, yeah, that's what's going to sell. I mean, you look on the internet, YouTube, how many people have become famous just sitting there with a guitar? My husband just showed me a video of a group called Atomic Tom, where they spent a whole bunch of money making CDs. Nothing happened. They sit on a subway and they sing the song and videotape it. Put it on YouTube. It went viral. Now they're famous. So there's no guarantee. You got to try everything, every angle, every area. If it sounds stupid and silly, most likely that's what's going to get you famous. So,
it.
And the last question before we start talking all about Eileen Carey is, what characteristic traits do you feel one should have in order to become successful in the country music business? What do you definitely have to have? You know, you got to be strong. You got to be patient.
Yeah. Just be very patient. You have to there's going to be a lot of rejection. So you're just going to have to if one rejection comes in, just keep on moving. Believe in yourself and believe that, you know, this is you have this gift and you're going to put it out there and keep on going, you know, try to make set of goals, you know, so you maybe not do it in baby steps so you don't feel that, you know, you have to be a famous star of tomorrow, you know.
Absolutely.
Because that doesn't happen, you know. You got to be realistic, you know. But, you know, just keep on going. I mean, just be strong, patient, and
they'll be to where they will be getting LA Music Awards like you.
Yes.
Now let's talk about your recent success, because I know you were successful as an actress. You were in some very famous movies. Why don't you tell us about those? Because you had a career for music. Tell us, Eileen, what did you do?
Well, they weren't very big parts, but there were still some parts. I was what was I in? I was I did the Diet Pepsi commercial with Ray Charles and the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say with all of them.
Yeah, the Ray Charles National Pepsi campaign. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun, and I did some parts in Batman and Hoffa and. I don't know, just little parts here and there. But, you know, I enjoyed that, too. I enjoyed being in front of the camera, but I actually enjoyed being behind the camera and doing the shooting and directing. So I like that.
Yeah, that's more fun
for
me. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
For sure. That's why I'm into producing now. I like the behind-the-scenes stuff, and I like to be in charge of everything to make sure it goes right, so I like more of the producing aspect. So let's talk about the song. Let's talk about you. Let's make it all about you. Now, what's exciting going on right now? We briefly touched it in the beginning of the show, but what do you want to tell us? What's going on in the world of Eileen Carey?
Wow. Well, I'm lucky to be on your show.
Oh, hey, I like that.
I like being a part of it.
Woo! Well, they're going to be even more of a part of it, because in 1 minute, which is what you have, we are going to play your song in its entirety. So we've got 1 minute to talk about you. Let's see. Now, you just won the Dance Single of the Year entitled Out With the Girls. That's a song that we're going to hear from the LA Music Awards. How does one go about doing that? What do you submit the song, or how does that happen?
Yes. You submit your music to the LA Music Awards. And I think this year, I can't remember if they got, I forgot how many he got, like 10,000 CDs coming in from, you know, different categories. They have all kinds of categories from country music to pop, rock, all kinds of stuff. And
submit? See, here's another way for you to get yourself noticed. There you go. We were talking about venues. This is a good way, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You get to hear, your music gets to be heard by a lot of different people that you never imagined before, you know? And it's a great place to go.
Now, where else do you have your music? Now, if we want to buy your recent CD, what's your recent CD called? Is it the Out With The Girl? What is it? What's the name of it?
Which one? The song?
Their most recent one. Because I know the single is Out With The Girls, right?
Right. It's
is that off of a CD? Moving on. Okay. So your most recent CD is Moving On. Now, if we wanted to buy the CD, where would we go?
You can go to CD Baby. You can go to iTunes. You can go to my website, myrecordlabel.com. You name it. It's out there. Amazon. It's everywhere.
You know, Derek Sievers, he's the one who started CDBaby.com. He sold CD Baby for $22 million. He is going to be a guest on my radio show next year. He's running around all over the place. Every time he schedules with me, he sends me an email. Priscilla, oh, I'm in South Africa. Oh, can we reschedule it? Oh, Priscilla, I'm here. I'm like, Derek, my God, I got all these people in the music business who are just dying to hear. And I said, yeah. Okay, so you promise in March. He's like, yes, I will definitely. So that I will, hopefully, if you read the newsletters, you will hear about Derek Sievers, who started CD Baby, sold it for $22 million, gave it to charity. Very interesting story. He's a very he's a wonderful man, very, very generous. He's a total humanitarian. So anyway, yes. So moving on, we can find it on all of the websites. And what exciting stuff are what's happening with the dance single Out with the Girls? What's happening with that?
Well, it just hit the clubs last week, and they seem to be playing it. It hit all the DJs. When it hit all the country dance halls, and the DJs get it, and they write songs, and they write dances to it, and it's been playing in all the clubs already so far. So far, so good. Great response, you know. A lot of corporate parties it's playing at, so it's doing pretty well for the first week it's been out. So I'm pretty really excited about that.
So now I know that it's being promoted at 150 country music clubs. How are you the one that's? I mean, who submits these to the country dance clubs? Is that you that gets them out there, or who actually gets them out there?
Oh no! I had to hire somebody. Promoter who promotes just directly to clubs. I always wanted to do that. I always wanted to break a song into the club scene, and it's kind of like radio, but it's just going into clubs. So actually, there's people dancing to your song, they're singing your song. It's more of a live thing than is it just radio.
So you you hire a promoter, and he goes in and talks them into playing it. Yeah.
Basically, what they do at the radio, they submit it to the clubs, they submit it to the DJs, and they go and call everybody and ask them if they're playing it, has somebody wrote a dance to it, you know, and it goes on and on and on and on. And then you get promotions in there too, you know, T-shirts and posters and coasters and you name it, giveaways and ladies' night and, you know.
Where is my Eileen Carey mug? Do I not get a mug? Where's my mug? You gotta have a mug.
Okay, I'll send you one. I'll make one up just for you.
Because you know, country music people love their coffee, so you should definitely be on a mug. If you haven't gotten mugs, you're missing out on the whole mug market with the country music business. Hey,
you're
listen,
right.
See that? I'm always full of the ideas. They come 24 hours. I should get paid for this. So Los Angeles Music Awards, you've been nominated. Out with the Girls has been nominated for Dance Song of the Year at the 20th Annual Los Angeles Music Awards, Thursday, November 18th at Paramount Studios. How exciting is that? What's going to happen there?
Oh, it's going to be very cool. They're going to present me my plaque, and I'm going to be walking down the red carpet, and I'm get to sit in the front rows of the theater, and actually I'm going to be meeting Mike Curb. He's the sponsor of
meet Mike Curb, say, oh, a friend of mine, Priscilla Leona, recently had on Quinn Coleman, and he will know Quinn Coleman. Quinn Coleman used to be signed to MCA Curb Records. Back in the day, they were all friends with Donny Osmond and Sean Cassidy and, you know, all the stars of the 70s, mm-hmm. That would be a very good intro line to meet Mike Curb. See how I got you right in there?
Thank you. Can
see
you
see that? You never know. You talk to somebody, you never know what's going to happen. Am I right?
Yes, definitely. It's going to, you need to come.
But you got to make sure that, Eileen, you say Priscilla Leona of Question Reality Radio. Make sure you get me a plug in there too.
Okay.
Right? All right, sweetie. Well, guess what? The time has come. We are going to hear your show. Hear your song, Out with the Girls. And can you believe it's already time for us to go? Look how fast it went. Can you believe that?
It was a fantastic time.
it goes so fast, doesn't it, Eileen?
Yes.
I remember you came on my radio show. You couldn't believe that the half an hour went too when I interviewed you. It goes really fast. Well, you have given wonderful advice to my audience. I hope that people really gained insight into the country music business from your tips and advice and resource information. And I, of course, always wish you the best. I'm not a country music person, but you're the only one that I listen to the songs. I have your song on my desktop, and I am grooving with that song. So, yay. So if you won me over, imagine how many other classical music fans you can win over. My God.
Cool.
Well, have a great time on November the 18th at Paramount Studios when you go to the 20th Annual LA Music Awards. We wish you the best of luck with Out with the Girls. You can find Eileen's music at CD Baby on her website, EileenCarey.com. And if you just type her in Google, she's all over the place. Fantastic, wonderful person, very kind, always a consummate professional as far as I'm concerned. Thank you, Eileen Carey, for being on the show. I really appreciate it. Whenever you come out with your next song, you give me a call. We're going to have you back on, okay?
Cool.
So now your song is going to go out globally to millions and millions of people, and I'm sure that people are going to love it. Let's listen to it, Out with the Girls. Eileen Carey, thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Here we are, Out with the Girls, Eileen Carey, EileenCarey.com. Bye, Eileen.
Bye. Thank you.
Load and Mossy pitches the hay across town. Jody's dressing for an evening of fun. Now she's been given at the office. She's so glad to be done.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.